Psychology Archetypes with Astrology. Case Study Ascendant, Gemini. Migashira Nakshatra. Archetypes Activated, The Messenger, The Seeker, The Innovator. Teresa's ascendant is Gemini, ruled by Mercury, the planet of intellect, speech, and perceptive agility. Gemini rising individuals are quick-witted, endlessly curious, and naturally drawn to explore life through ideas, conversation, and versatility. With this as her rising sign, Teresa carries a lightness in personality, often navigating life through observation, mental adaptability, and a thirst for stimulation and learning. Her rising nakshatra, Migashira, deepens this with a subtle emotional undertone. Ruled by Mars, Migashira is the searching star, a constellation associated with seeking, questioning, and gentle curiosity. While Gemini adds intellectual versatility, Migashira colors it with emotional nuance and a need to explore not just intellectually, but sensorially and spiritually. Teresa's curiosity is not casual. It's a deep longing to find truth, beauty, and resonance in the world around her. This combination brings forth the messenger archetype at its core. Teresa is someone who absorbs, filters, and relays information with clarity and refinement. Whether through writing, speaking, or informal conversation, she is skilled at making abstract ideas relatable and tangible. There is a storyteller in her, a guide who moves people through insight and wordplay. The seeker also becomes visible through Migashira's wandering impulse. Teresa's life path may be filled with exploratory turns, learning experiences, and a pattern of moving toward what feels meaningful, only to outgrow it and seek again. This doesn't make her flaky, it makes her refined. She's not just gathering knowledge for the sake of it, she's filtering life until it matches the inner resonance of truth she holds. Layered into this is the innovator. Mercury's influence on her identity makes her naturally experimental, questioning the status quo, pivoting with ease, and often dancing at the edge of tradition and rebellion. She's wired for creative problem-solving and open-ended exploration, preferring to keep options open rather than settle prematurely. Psychologically, this placement suggests someone who is mentally agile but emotionally sensitive. Teresa may appear extroverted or social, but there's an inner world shaped by quiet emotional seeking. She needs variety, but also meaningful connection. She learns through conversation, but often stores her deeper emotions behind her smile and wit. The challenge here lies in restlessness. With Gemini rising and Migashira's impulsive longing, Teresa may struggle with follow-through or staying rooted in one pursuit. But this restlessness is also her genius. It keeps her evolving, refining, and moving towards something more aligned each time. At her best, Teresa becomes a brilliant weaver of ideas and insights, someone who listens deeply, speaks wisely, and brings together pieces others don't even realize are connected. Her curiosity is not random, it's spiritually guided. And through that, she becomes a modern-day alchemist of thought, helping others find meaning through movement and clarity through communication. Moon and Ketu in the third house, both placed in Magha and Purva Falguni nakshatras in the sign of Leo. Archetypes activated, the observer, the storyteller, the renunciate. The third house governs communication, expression, skills, and early peer relationships, especially siblings. With both the Moon and Ketu placed here, Teresa's relationship to speech and expression is deeply karmic, emotionally intuitive, and at times quietly withdrawn. The third house is usually linked to active curiosity and verbal agility, but this placement brings an internalization of those qualities. Her communication isn't always loud. It's intentional, emotionally rich, and often guided by deep instinct or soul memory. The Moon in Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, suggests that Teresa's emotional world is tuned to aesthetics, harmony, and storytelling. This moon speaks in poetry. It craves warmth, beauty, and creative expression. When in the third house, it often gives a love for writing, performance, or emotionally resonant dialogue. She may express her inner world through artful language or stories, using conversation as a gentle form of emotional connection. Ketu in Magha, however, adds an element of detachment and karmic distance. Magha, ruled by Ketu itself, is about lineage, legacy, and leadership through presence. With Ketu here, Teresa may feel like she's been here before. When it comes to self-expression, almost as if she's refining a voice that's been carried across lifetimes. This can make her either spiritually gifted in communication or quietly reserved, knowing what to say, but often choosing not to say it unless it truly matters. Together, this combination activates the observer archetype. Teresa may process more than she reveals. Her communication style is layered, not necessarily fast, but emotionally impactful when it arrives. She has an instinct for when to speak, and her silence can often say more than words. She's sensitive to tone, context, and emotional undercurrents in conversation, making her a natural listener and intuitive communicator. The storyteller emerges through her moon in Purva Falguni, especially in the emotional elegance she brings to expression. She likely has a vivid inner world and an artistic streak in the way she narrates her experiences. There's an aura of grace and subtle magnetism when she shares from her heart, whether through language, visuals, or symbolic storytelling. The renunciate, through Ketu, reflects her non-attachment to recognition or validation. Unlike someone who seeks approval through communication, Teresa may actively resist attention or be selective about who receives access to her thoughts. This can make her seem quiet at times, but beneath that restraint is a soul that speaks only when aligned with higher purpose or emotional authenticity. Psychologically, this configuration may reflect early life patterns of needing to withhold expression, whether due to shyness, family dynamics, or feeling misunderstood. But this very restraint sharpens her emotional intelligence and gives her words depth when she does choose to speak. The challenge lies in trusting that her voice is needed, even when it feels out of step with others. She may wrestle with moments of self-doubt or emotional detachment in communication, but once grounded, her presence is deeply impactful. At her best, Teresa becomes a soulful communicator, someone who brings presence into conversation, heart into storytelling, and depth into even the simplest exchange. She teaches that communication is not about volume, it's about resonance. And her words, when they come, carry the power to move, soothe, and transform. Saturn in the seventh house, placed in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, in the sign of Sagittarius. Archetypes activated, the guardian, the strategist, the devotee. The seventh house governs one-to-one relationships, commitment, partnerships, and how we mirror ourselves through others. With Saturn, the planet of structure, responsibility, and karmic lessons, placed here, Teresa approaches relationships with caution, maturity, and a deep sense of accountability. Saturn in this house often signals that partnerships are not taken lightly. For Teresa, love and commitment are tests of character, not fleeting experiences. She may feel karmically bound to evolve through relationships, often learning through trial, endurance, and depth rather than idealism. In Sagittarius, Saturn becomes philosophical and value-driven. Sagittarius adds belief, justice, and purpose to the relationship narrative. Teresa likely seeks partnerships that align with her ethics, worldview, or long-term vision. She's not one to enter a relationship without asking the bigger questions. What does this union mean? Where is it going? And does it serve something beyond personal comfort? Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, brings a subtle fire and emotional intensity to this Saturn. It represents invincibility through clarity of purpose, symbolized by the winnowing basket, separating truth from illusion. Saturn here indicates that Teresa must refine her understanding of partnership, not settling for superficial connection, but instead choosing partners who reflect her inner integrity and are willing to grow with her. This placement activates the guardian archetype. Teresa may often take on a protective, stabilizing role in partnerships. She provides structure, dependability, and long-term thinking in relationships, even if emotional openness develops more slowly. She may feel responsible for the well-being or growth of her partner, often placing their needs before her own. Yet this same strength can also create an invisible wall if vulnerability is feared. The strategist shows through her careful approach to commitment. She likely weighs decisions heavily, assessing the emotional, moral, and practical implications of any serious relationship. She might not fall in love quickly, but once committed, she stays through storms. Her loyalty is unwavering, and her expectations are high, especially regarding shared values, respect, and long-term vision. The devotee emerges from Purva Ashada's influence. There's a spiritual undertone to Teresa's partnerships. She may be drawn to partners who are seekers, teachers, or who challenge her belief systems in order to help her grow. She may also feel that relationships must serve a higher purpose, not just romantic fulfillment, but something karmic, transformative, or legacy building. Psychologically, Saturn in the seventh can bring early relationship lessons, such as delayed marriage, partnerships with older or more serious individuals, or emotional challenges that refine the soul. Theresa may have learned to guard her heart or mistrust romantic ease, believing that love must be earned or proven. Yet, these very experiences shape her into a powerful partner, one who brings integrity, wisdom, and grounding. The challenge lies in softening. Theresa must learn to let love in without needing to control or perfect it. She must also avoid assuming sole responsibility for the success of a relationship. It's meant to be a shared structure, not a burden she bears alone. At her best, Theresa becomes a pillar in partnership, a quiet force of devotion and purpose. She shows that love isn't just about emotion. It's about building something meaningful, slowly and sacredly, with another soul who's just as committed to the journey. Venus and Mercury in the 8th house, both placed in Dhanishta and Shravana nakshatras, in the sign of Capricorn. Archetypes activated: the alchemist, the counselor, the architect. The 8th house governs deep transformation, emotional vulnerability, intimacy, shared resources, and the hidden forces that shape life, both psychological and karmic. With both Venus and Mercury placed here, Theresa's inner world is rich, private, and powerfully intuitive. This house acts like a vault, and when Venus, planet of love and value, and Mercury, planet of thought and communication, dwell inside it, her capacity for subtle emotional and intellectual depth becomes one of her most refined strengths. In Capricorn, both planets become more restrained, structured, and purposeful. Venus here brings loyalty, emotional endurance, and a love that's tested by time. Mercury in Capricorn is calculating, cautious, and always seeking clarity in complexity. Together in the 8th house, they make Theresa someone who processes emotions and thoughts internally and deeply, often appearing calm and measured on the surface while intensely analytical underneath. Venus in Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, adds rhythm, creativity, and social presence. Though placed in the most private house, this Venus still wants to connect. It brings aesthetic precision and a capacity to nurture beauty in even the most emotionally intense spaces. In intimacy, Theresa may be passionate but reserved, needing trust before she opens her emotional or physical self. Once connected, however, she loves with a resilient and enduring devotion. Mercury in Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, brings intuitive listening, reflective thought, and a talent for absorbing unspoken truths. Theresa may be able to pick up on subtle cues in others' speech and behavior, often understanding what isn't said more clearly than what is. Shravana is associated with wisdom through hearing, so she may serve as a quiet guide or therapist-like presence to others, especially in emotionally sensitive or transformative conversations. This pairing activates the alchemist archetype. Theresa's life is shaped by internal transformation. She processes pain, longing, and intensity through inner refinement rather than outer drama. She is gifted at taking what's broken, misunderstood, or emotionally heavy and reshaping it into something valuable, insight, wisdom, or practical beauty. Her emotional scars become her tools. The counselor archetype is strongly present through Mercury's placement. Theresa may not seek out the role of healer or advisor, but people may instinctively confide in her. She has a way of understanding emotional depth without judgment and offering responses that are steady, intelligent, and quietly reassuring. Her ability to hold space for difficult subjects, grief, loss, power, and transformation, makes her a trusted guide during emotional crossroads. The architect emerges from Capricorn's influence. Theresa isn't interested in chaos. She wants to structure meaning. She's the kind of person who creates systems around healing, routines for navigating crisis, and mental clarity around emotional complexity. She doesn't just feel. She categorizes, structures, and eventually builds something stronger from what once felt uncertain. Psychologically, this configuration can manifest as emotional reserve. Theresa may struggle with sharing her own vulnerabilities, even as she supports others through theirs. Trust is slow building but deep once established. She may also wrestle with power dynamics in close relationships, learning to balance emotional self-reliance with authentic intimacy. At her best, Teresa becomes a master of inner transformation, someone who brings wisdom to emotional complexity and grace to the most intimate, vulnerable spaces. She teaches that power isn't loud, it's steady. That love isn't about constant expression, it's about constancy. And that real connection happens in the quiet corners where words and emotions are finally safe to land. Sun and Rahu in the ninth house, both placed in Shatabhisha Nakshatra in the sign of Aquarius. Archetypes activated, the visionary, the disruptor, the philosopher. The ninth house governs belief systems, higher education, moral philosophy, and one's spiritual compass. With both the Sun and Rahu placed here, Teresa's sense of identity and direction is strongly shaped by the pursuit of truth, but not necessarily the kind handed down by tradition. This placement brings a karmic intensity to her quest for meaning, often leading her to question authority, rebel against dogma, and forge a belief system that is wholly her own. In Aquarius, both planets take on a futurist, reformist energy. Aquarius values innovation, social consciousness, and detachment from convention. The Sun here shines through progressive ideals, humanitarian vision, and a natural pull toward intellectual independence. Teresa may see herself as someone who is meant to lead or illuminate ideas that are ahead of their time, especially within the realms of education, belief, and collective ethics. Rahu, when paired with the Sun, amplifies the desire for visibility and impact in philosophical spaces. It craves purpose and recognition through knowledge, teaching, or visionary thought. Yet Rahu also brings challenge, restlessness, rebellion, and the tendency to chase ideals that may take time to stabilize. Teresa may have an early life discomfort with institutional religion or inherited beliefs, leading her to explore alternative, unorthodox paths to truth. Both planets are placed in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu. This nakshatra is symbolized by the circle or hundred healers and carries the energy of emotional withdrawal, deep observation, and intellectual healing. Teresa's approach to belief is emotionally distant but conceptually sharp. She may be skeptical of what cannot be rationalized, preferring logic, science, or visionary models of spirituality that link personal truth with collective good. This configuration activates the visionary archetype most clearly. Teresa isn't here to memorize tradition, she's here to rewrite it. Her beliefs are rooted in individual insight, shaped by a desire to contribute to humanity and constantly evolving. She may be drawn to philosophy, progressive education, global activism, or systems thinking, anything that helps her connect the personal with the universal. The disruptor comes alive through Rahu's presence. Teresa may challenge spiritual or cultural norms, question the authority of teachers or institutions, and refuse to accept meaning that doesn't resonate with lived experience. This rebellious streak is not about chaos, it's about evolution. She doesn't push back just to defy. She does it to refine what's true and discard what's outdated. The philosopher is woven into her personality through the Sun's placement. Teresa doesn't just question, she seeks to understand, integrate, and eventually teach what she's learned. She may be called to guide others through belief crises, existential questions, or ideological shifts, not because she has the perfect answers, but because she has walked the path of inquiry herself. Psychologically, this pairing may create inner tension around identity and belief. Teresa might oscillate between strong convictions and periods of doubt or disillusionment. She may also feel alienated from mainstream belief systems or authority figures, leading to an early sense of being a spiritual outsider. Yet through that alienation, she gains clarity. At her best, Teresa becomes a lighthouse of radical clarity, someone who doesn't just believe, but embodies her beliefs through lived philosophy. She teaches others that faith is not inherited, it is earned. And that purpose isn't found in belonging to a system, but in building one that speaks to the soul and uplifts the world at the same time. Mars in the 11th house, placed in Bharani Nakshatra in the sign of Aries. Archetypes activated, the achiever, the catalyst, the reformer. The 11th house governs long-term aspirations, social networks, communities, and the rewards we receive through alignment with purpose. With Mars, the planet of drive, courage, and focused energy, placed here in its own sign of Aries, Teresa channels her personal ambition into collective action. Mars in the 11th house doesn't just dream, it pursues goals with bold initiative. And in Aries, that drive is amplified, direct, unapologetic, and highly independent. This Mars is a natural leader within groups. Teresa may be someone who takes charge in social circles, community initiatives, or team projects, not for control, but because she instinctively moves first. She has little patience for hesitation and thrives in action-oriented environments where goals are clearly defined and movement is constant. In friendships, she may gravitate towards strong, self-motivated individuals or play the role of the energizer, pushing others to act on their aspirations. Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, introduces a more complex layer to this fiery Mars. Bharani is associated with transformation, emotional intensity, and the power to carry heavy karmic loads. It is symbolized by the womb and governs birth, death, and the sacred responsibility of creation. With Mars placed here, Teresa's social impact is not just active, it's deeply meaningful. Her actions within communities may stir discomfort, provoke change, or confront outdated patterns, but always in service of something that must evolve. This combination powerfully activates the achiever archetype. Teresa is built to accomplish, not just individually, but through orchestrated group action. She thrives when surrounded by motivated people and often becomes the silent or vocal force that propels things forward. Recognition may come to her naturally in social settings, not because she seeks it, but because her initiative sets her apart. The catalyst comes alive in how she influences her network. Teresa may not always be aware of it, but her presence often stirs others into motion. She provokes action, whether through challenge, inspiration, or sheer energetic momentum. She's the one who breaks stagnation, ignites causes, or brings courage into collective visions that have lost their fire. The reformer archetype is revealed in Bharani's deeper emotional charge. Teresa isn't content with shallow community involvement. She wants transformation, real, lasting, and ethical. She may gravitate toward social justice, community building, or reform-oriented roles within institutions. If a group's mission lacks integrity or depth, she won't hesitate to confront or step away. Psychologically, Mars and Bharani may give her a strong need to feel emotionally aligned with the group she commits to. Despite her outward strength, she may carry emotional intensity in how she engages with collective purpose. If not channeled well, this can lead to burnout or conflict, especially if she's carrying too much or doing more than her share in the group. But when balanced, Teresa becomes a force of direction and purpose within her social world. She doesn't just chase goals, she reshapes what goals mean for the people around her. Her legacy isn't just what she achieves alone, it's how she energizes the collective to rise higher, faster, and more courageously than they would have without her.